Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of competence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. If you'd like the show notes, go to realmenrealstyle.com/episode35. Today I'm talking about how to level up your style without shocking your friends. So a lot of people, they're really worried, not so much about how they're going to look or how they're going to change the behavior of others, but they're just worried about how people are going to react when they see them. And I think it comes down to this belief that people pay a lot of attention to other people. And honestly, that's not true. I think if you understand that most people are fixated on themselves, and yes, they do pay attention to their surroundings, but in general, the people that actually do zero in and focus in and have, you know, focus in on the other ones are very far and few between, unless it's in a relationship. I know my wife, she's always looking at my kids and trying to not only see what they say, but see what they don't say, see how their, you know, reactions are. She does that with me pretty well. I cannot even say something and she can tell it. Something's on my mind, or it's like she's got this sixth sense. But really what she's doing is she's just paying attention to everything beyond what I'm saying and not just how I'm, you know, she definitely sees that picture, but understand that's pretty rare, especially for strangers. When you've got, you know, you're in an office, you are, you know, going to a family event. A lot of people are just really, you know, fixated on their own problems, their own issues. And then somewhere maybe 10, maybe 25 on the list is, oh, well, I noticed Mike is actually updated his style. So If you can understand that, you can realize that you can start to get away with a lot, and you can change your style a lot. Many people won't even notice until they notice, and that at that point they're like, "Wow, I've seen an upgrade." And that's when a lot of people actually they hear reactions which they're not excited about, or it kind of makes them they're not happy about. Like, is, "Oh, why are you so dressed up? Do you have a job interview?" Or, "Why are you looking so good? Are you, do you got a hot date tonight? Or are you trying to show up everybody else?" What's funny is some of these reactions are actually a reflection of that person. Some people actually don't like the idea of somebody rocking the boat, of somebody actually looking to improve themselves, because that in a sense can make them look bad because they're just not going down that path. Other times people just, they notice something odd and they realize that, you know, well, why else would somebody do something like that? Because they just don't understand the power that appearances have on what somebody is, in a sense, worth to society. And I know that sounds bad, but think about it. There's a new iPhone just about to come out and people are going nuts. But you know what? It's pretty much the same thing as the iPhone before it. Yet you're going to have people that want the newest. It's just designed better. You know, it's got all these other things which are going to just change the game. Oh, that's a bunch of BS. The same thing for actually, you know, you may not have double the skill set of the programmer next to you. But if you look great and you've got nice packaging, you look like you could get in front of the customer, your employer may view you, and I actually say will view you, as someone that actually is just more versatile. As, wow, this guy just comes off like, I don't, they view you as that new, that well, you know, that's kind of a strange analogy here, but is that great packaged iPhone, that new, that greatest one, that one that actually has all the latest, you know, in a sense, has the pack, you know, the shiny packaging. Whenever there was a study out there about grapes and how if grapes were actually wrapped in plastic, you could sell them at a higher price than if grapes were simply just out there not wrapped in plastic. But it was the packaging that, in a sense, knocks up the value. So I know a little bit of a tangent there, but I think it all comes into building up to these five tips on how to level up your style without shocking your friends. So without further ado, guys, Let's get into it. Tip number one, step up key clothing pieces. So what you're going to do is you're going to realize that your what you wear as outfits, it can be broken up into multiple pieces. You've got your tops, your shirts, all the variations. You've got trousers, jeans, slacks, whatever you want to call them, pants. That's going to be one section. You've got jackets. What I know a lot of guys actually don't wear jackets much anymore unless it's cold, but they're even, you know, for cool weather or for inclement weather, there's a lot of things that you could actually pull off to up your style there, and shoes. So let's break it into those things. And let's just say that look at what you're currently wearing. And so let's assume that you normally wear a graphic tee. You normally wear just a pair of jeans, maybe medium to light colored, that maybe are a little bit loose on you. You know, you really haven't updated your jeans for the last decade. If it gets a little bit cool, maybe you throw on a hoodie and you wear your running shoes around. Maybe occasionally you've got a nicer pair of shoes that are rubber soled and have a little bit of a leather upper. So you're like, Antonio, man, I've got my shoes covered. Don't worry about me there. But let's look at that. How can we update and step up each key piece, key item? So the graphic tee. Well, I'm not saying that you can't get away with t-shirts, but maybe drop the graphic tee. The graphic tee is actually a fashion trend that's been going on for the last 20 years. And maybe instead of following that fashion trend, you want to just bring in a solid t-shirt, solid color, maybe dark colored, maybe go with a V-neck, you know, right there. Especially if you've got a good build or you've got a lean build, that V-neck t-shirt is going to actually look pretty good on you. Now, some of you guys may say, oh, Antonio, I don't have that great build. I've got a little bit of a stomach, and the graphic tees, you know, they just show that I really like Captain America and stuff like that. Well, guys, I like Captain America too. And maybe I'd wear that graphic tee if I went to go see, you know, one of the new movies coming out by Marvel. But I do think that if you've got that bit of a stomach, if you don't have a body that is actually looks great, you know, why are you wearing an item, a t-shirt that in no way accentuates your natural masculinity? Instead, let's look to a casual button down. Maybe have something that's got the double breast pockets, something that actually has epaulets up on the shoulders to help build up your shoulders. So there are many things that you can go with. You can just roll those sleeves. You make sure it's made from a fabric which is breathable, and all of a sudden it's actually just as comfortable as a t-shirt and makes you look a lot more stylish. Now, we talked about the hoodie. Nothing against, there are some hoodies out there that look decent, but a lot of them, you know, they've got just, you're out there spouting a brand, and nothing against some of the brands out there. I think they're pretty smart to actually put their labels, but I always tease people, well, at least close people next to me, that when I see them with a brand, I always ask them, hey, is that brand paying you to advertise for them? And of course, they always smile and say no, unless it's Aaron Marino. He actually gets some of the brands to do that. But the point being is, you know, what if you just went with something that had no logo, a solid color, very similar to what we just talked about, the t-shirt, so you can there stick with your hoodie, but actually get something that's made of a little bit better quality, something that is of solid color or a less noticeable logo, or we ditch the hoodie altogether and we look at sweaters. There's such a wide variety of sweaters out there made from, you know, from wools to cashmere, which are going to be a little bit higher end luxury fabrics, to cottons, to linens, to even some of the ones made from a synthetic material. Then pay attention to the weave and maybe the fit on your body. Maybe look at the various different styles, from the collars, you got shawl, to some of the mock turtlenecks or things like that, to actually the buttons or the zip in the front, or go with a cardigan style that buttons up all the way. I don't know exactly which style is going to suit you, but I do know that by realizing there's an entire world out there that you could upgrade from that hoodie, you're definitely going to step up your style. Now let's look at the jeans. Now, do you always need to wear jeans? And have you ever looked at some of the other options out there? You know, especially hot weather, you've got chinos, maybe you've got a lighter weight dark denim. During the winter, you go even with a heavier weight dark denim. But denim in general is more of a, I would say, it doesn't do well in extremely cold. It doesn't do well in extremely hot. And there are so many other, like tropical weight wools, so many different fabrics out there that you could, there's even some synthetic trousers. I know I've talked about, I think Ministry of Supply, they're one of my favorites. They actually make trousers made from fabrics which are made to be breathable. And so look at those options and bring that into your wardrobe. Step that up with just one small detail there. Tip number two, upgrade your accessories. So there's a wide range of accessories we could talk about here. I'm going to use watches as they're pretty low-hanging fruit. So one of the first things is a lot of guys don't even wear a watch, but it is something when you start to wear it, you start to get compliments on it. You start to have people notice that you are actually wearing a watch, that it's a good-looking watch, and you find that it's actually enjoyable. I've put out a whole video on, you know, why you should wear a watch, but I find it's actually just more convenient because all it is there is to tell you the time. They've also shown, this is an interesting study, I didn't get into it too much, but they showed that people that wear watches are more likely to be on time. Now, whether it's just people that are more punctual wear watches, or, you know, I wasn't sure about the causation, you know, or the relationship there between the two, but they did find that actually happened. What I like to think is that when you wear a watch, it changes your relationship with time. You realize that it is something that you have less of than you think. That what you think is going to take you 5 minutes actually takes you more like 25. And it just makes you a little bit more aware of it. But from a style perspective, there are just so many things you can do there. And then from watches, you could bring in bracelets. You could bring in other types of jewelry. You could look to bring in and upgrade your sunglasses. Yes, that is an accessory that I think when you start, especially if you spend and you get a great pair that you just get compliments on that look good, versus nothing wrong with the $15 to $20 pair when you're going to the lake and you know you're going to lose them. But normally out in town, I have found that when I upgraded my sunglasses to a pair, Maui Jim, I think, is one of my favorite brands out there. And when I found I upgraded to Maui's, because of the price point, I was just really careful with them. I don't let my kids play with them. I am very careful they always have a case. And because of that, I actually find that, you know, they just look better. They actually do perform better and I enjoy them better and I do get compliments on them. So upgrading your accessories is a way to go. Tip number three to level up your style without shocking your friends is to focus in on the things that they don't see. So here we're talking about socks. We're talking about underwear. We're talking about fragrance. Yes, you don't see fragrance. And a lot of guys, they actually care about not smelling bad. Hence, they wear deodorant. And I think in the United States, well over 95% of people do wear deodorant. So they obviously don't want to smell bad. But what they don't realize is that fragrance, and again, used in moderation, I'm not talking about announcing into the room when you walk in that you smell great and just overwhelming people. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about actually using it as a kind of an invisible style accessory. You come in and when people get close, they discover the fragrance and like, oh, wow, you smell really good. What are you wearing? And women especially pick this up. They're more sensitive to fragrance than men are, and they're more likely to be attuned to it and pay attention and to remember you for a fragrance. Now, I did mention socks and underwear. So one of the things, socks can occasionally be seen, especially if you are wearing shorts or you're going to be wearing trousers and you're going to be walking a lot or moving around. And what's fun is you can actually go with a colorful pair. They've really become popular in just the last few years. So there's a lot of options out there, but you go in and you rebuild your underwear drawer, your socks, you go for something colorful. And then all of a sudden people see a splash of color, maybe with that conservative suit. Now underwear, hopefully you're not flashing most people your underwear. But I would say having, you know, and I've got underwear from companies like Tanny of, Rib Tea makes underwear as well. Who else? Sheath Underwear. I can tell you that having upgraded my underwear, and I used to just get the cheap stuff at Target or Walmart. And it's been a while since I've worn that, because once you go to nice underwear that just feels great, you can never, it seems like, go back to that rough stuff. And all of a sudden you've got something that just feels part of your body. You're able to move. You feel a little bit better. You know it's there. Nobody else knows that you've made the style upgrade. And then by doing that, obviously you're not going to shock anybody, but you feel a little bit better about yourself. And so that's what I'm talking about here with these invisible stylish updates. Tip number four, upgrade your shoes. So a few things here I'm going to bring in. And in the video, actually, I show a number of pair of boots and shoes. But I do feel a lot of guys, they've got their running shoes. Maybe they've got one pair of casual shoes. But have you ever thought about dress boots or variations of such? Maybe they're not truly dress boots because you wouldn't wear them with a suit, but they look great. They're like a rugged boot. There are many companies out there. I recommend J.L. Roca. We've talked about Thursday Boots. Red Wing, all of those companies out there make some thorough good, actually made not too far from my house here. So all of these companies makes some amazing casual boots that look great with jeans. They make some other ones which almost look like dress boots, almost look like they could be worn with a suit, although I think you could pull them off with gray flannels and a sports jacket. But you can go from a very simple, stylish pair that, again, can be worn almost with a sports jacket, or you can bring it down to something that's going to have contrast stitching, have some broguing on it, and definitely is probably something that more is going to just look great with a sweater. But by upgrading your shoes to boots, you not only get something that is more functional in inclement weather, but you also get something that I think stands out from the crowd. Now, there's a couple other areas that you can look to bring in something. You can also look to bring in unique texture on the shoes. So suede is something I feel is totally underused. And if you've already got maybe three pairs of dress shoes, maybe you've already got four pairs of casual shoes and you're not really wearing your running shoes, so you're like, Antonio, what else could I bring? Well, blue suede, gray suede, brown suede. There are so many things that you can do with texture here. And you can also bring in a third dimension. Maybe look at a tassel loafer. Little things like this can help separate. And yes, it may be something that you're not used to, but just because it's unfamiliar doesn't mean that it's bad. It just simply means you need to practice. You may find that the tassel loafer is not for you, but you may find that it's your favorite shoe that you start to be able to bring into your rotation. The only way you're going to find out, guys, is to go out there and try it. Finally, tip number five, guys, and I feel like sometimes I sound like a broken record saying this, is get everything tailored to fit you better. You can take that same suit that you were wearing last week, take it into the tailor, and he'll hem the trousers properly. He'll maybe bring it in a little bit around the waist. Maybe he'll adjust the sleeve length. You wear that suit next week, all of a sudden, people start to notice, is that a new suit? Wow, you look more muscular. Wow, you look taller. You just look better. What's going on here? That's the beauty of tailored clothing that actually is meant and adjusted to fit your body. And it is something that our bodies change over time. So maybe you got that suit tailored 3 years ago when you bought it, but you've lost weight or you've gained weight. Well, make sure you don't look like a stuffed sausage. You want to actually go get that suit let out. Yes, you are technically going to be bigger, but you fitting into a tight-fitting suit is not a great look. And it would just be better to let that out just a bit and for you to be not only more comfortable, to feel more confident, but you're simply just going to look better. Yeah, you're not going to look as trim as you did, but you're still, most suits are going to build up the shoulders, build up the chest. They're going to give you that monochromatic look and make, you know, that lean, mean silhouette. So you're still going to look better. Remember, guys, take every piece of clothing you have pretty much to the tailor to get it adjusted. The only exception, maybe t-shirts, I'd maybe go out there and just upgrade it, but make sure you buy what fits your body. All right, guys, those were the five tips for leveling up your style without shocking your friends. If you want more, go check out the show notes over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode 35. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.